A new study says New Orleans is in a poverty crisis. The review, commissioned by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, finds financial trouble extending to the middle class. The report is entitled Assets and Opportunities. It shows 37% of all New Orleans residents don't have enough assets to support a household for 3 months at the federal poverty level if the main source of income is lost. That's 10% higher than the national average. Foundation President Albert Rezga says recovery dollars haven't reduced the poverty level.
It went down shortly after Katrina because there were so many low-income people who left the region. But really, we're at about the same place we were before the storms, and I think that's just a great shame.
Measuring poverty by assets is new. Those assets include homeownership, savings accounts, insurance, and credit. The study found 71% of New Orleans consumers have subprime credit scores. Using census information, the Community Data Center found 22% of the white population faces asset poverty. That number is about double for African Americans and Hispanics in New Orleans. Center demographer Allison Plyer says New Orleans' poverty rate has dropped in national rankings, but only because the recession has slammed other cities.
We are still 27%. Our poverty rate has not changed, but because Detroit and Cleveland and so many other cities, their poverty rate has gotten worse, our ranking has fallen to about 18.
Leaders in nonprofits, business, banking, and government are now working on a strategy to fight poverty on several fronts, starting with helping people build good credit ratings and take advantage of government and private funding now available to help build assets. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.